whether it was a baseball field or the basketball gym or even, you know, in the middle of an empty parking lot in the middle of a pandemic, you know, back in the spring, Russ would stop whatever he was doing and he would chase Grayson around and play with him. And, you know, Grayson would chase him around. And there were so many more important things Russ could have been doing at the time, you know, but Grayson would just laugh and laugh and laugh. And Russ would, you know, egg him on and he would taunt him a little bit more and the game would start all over again. And I know Grayson won't remember this when he's growing up, but it's something I won't ever forget, you know, because he didn't have to do things like that. You know, it was just, you know, he was generally nice to him and he enjoyed having him around and he understood how important it was for me to have him in that setting and to make him be comfortable and me be comfortable having him there. And it, you know, it's something that I'll, you know, that's what I'm going to take with me. I'm going to remember him like that. You know, the professional part of it, you know, I mean, professional is professional, but this is personal. This is my life. This is, you know, it's my wife. It's my son. And he never, ever treated them with anything but, you know, respect and, you know, with a smile and joy and happiness. And, you know, that's the hard part of it.